many of my students come up to me and they're like, oh, should I want to make content, but I should do it in English because that's where things are happening. And I'm like, in our region, we need people that are out there, telling their stories and starting their businesses. Like, more than ever, we need people speaking in Spanish, doing things in Latin America, putting their money in Latin America. Yeah. I mean, the United States is great. I love the States. I went to school here, and I think it's great to come and see what's going on and get some inspiration. But because there isn't much done in Latin America yet, or there's so much to be done.
There's
so much to be done that I always tell them, like, speak in Spanish and do your content in Spanish. You know what it would have been for me like when I was starting to have someone to look up to? There's a girl that's like maybe 5-6 years younger than you that will look up to you if you start making the content in Spanish and she can see yourself in her. Because we see a lot of creators in the States and it's amazing and you can admire them. But for people in Latin America, things are different.
Yeah.
You know, the brands aren't paying as much yet. So we need to have more content creators that are raising the bar for other content creators in Latin America. Also, online businesses. People are like, I can't believe you're charging this for an online course. And competition is great because people understand why I'm charging that. You know, as many more people start doing online courses, I don't have to explain myself as to why I'm charging for that.
Right.
When I first started, people are like, I can't believe you're charging for this. I was like, I can't believe you're not.
Yeah.
But because it's a new industry, people didn't know that, oh, I could charge to teach someone how to speak to a microphone and then edit it.
Yeah.
Never crossed my mind. Well, that's why we need the industry to grow.